رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آله وسلم وعلى آله وسلم وعلى آله. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we're in this month of Rajab. Allah give us blessing in here in Shaban, make us reach Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, many probably are acting upon last week's Dars narration. من صام ثلاثة من شهر حرام الخميس والجمعة والسبت كتب له يبقى 700 سنة. No matter how, if it was, well, I've read that probably before, of the narration in Imam Bayhaqi's Kitab of Fazail Awqat, Summat Uzanai in Lam Kun Sama'tu Anas Yaqul, the narrator, you know, just before, the Tabi before Hazrat Anas, that may my ears be deaf if I did not hear Anas say it, etc. Whatever the status of the hadith is, we don't want to, but in Fazail, Daif hadith, you can act upon. Leave that to one. But also today's the 14th, which is Ayyam Ibis, and there's all Sahih Hadith concerning Ayyam Ibis 13, 14, 15. Today's the 14th of Rajab. Is there any special day or special night? Because I always talk about Allahumma rizukna itiba'a Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli zaman, fi kulli makan, fi kulli hal. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all times, all situations, in all places. Place, masjid. Time, 14th of Rajab. Hal. So that's every individual is in a hal. Somebody may be happy, somebody's death, somebody's good news, somebody's childborn. So, you know, hal, people have different hals. Somebody depressed, somebody happy, somebody worried about a certain case, somebody worried about, you know, people have different types of worries. So, but every state, a person, because Rasulullah got worries. Rasulullah, the worries he got, none of us put together, all of us put together, whoever experiences two of his daughters coming home divorced at the same time. Rasulullah got that. He had to bury all his daughters and his grandchildren himself, besides Hassan, Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and who? Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anha, passed away when? After six months after Rasulullah's demise. Otherwise, all his daughters passed away in his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No mother, no father. So if you talk about a yatim, you know, and people say, oh, when this is the effect of his life when he was earlier. In his early life, when we talk about anybody in society, we say, oh, maybe because he didn't have a father or a mother, or the mother and father were divorced. So, you know, there's different effects upon a person through his life when he goes through, or he saw some incident in his life, so or a person was, astaghfirullah, abused somehow, a child, or some, you know, then they go through different emotions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perfect example for us in everything. So there isn't actually anything special, but there's a very strong view of the Mi'raj taking place on the 27th of Rajab. It's a view. It's not that authentic, that 100% that a person says 27th of Rajab Mi'raj did take place. It's a very famous view, and so a lot of people have accepted that. But everybody is of the opinion that Mi'raj took place before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done Hijrah, for sure. It was not in Madinah Munawwara, it was in Makkatul Mukarramah, when he was living in Makkah Mukarramah. So he got Nabuwah at the age of 40, so before the age of 53, Mi'raj took place. By 54 50, until 63, he was in Madinah Munawwara, the last 10 years of his life, after Nabuwah. And first 53 years of his life, and 13 years of Nabuwah life in Makkatul Mukarramah. So the Quran was revealed in 23 years, Makkah, Madinah. So that's why we have the Makkiyah Surah and the Madaniyah Surah, etc. So what's the thing about Mi'raj? It concerns our aqidah. Anything that concerns aqidah, belief, becomes important. Wal mi'raju haqqun. When a person reads in aqidah al-tahawiyyah, haqqun, 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 then wal mi'raju haqqun. The mi'raj is, and bodily, not وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. You know, some foolish people, if they don't follow the Salaf in tafsir, they don't follow the Salaf in understanding the Quran, in the Zahir and Quran, we did not make that ru'ya. قَدْ صَدَّقْتُ الرُّؤْيَا. Ru'ya, dream. وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك that we should made you see fitna but a fitna. So if somebody says, oh look, it was a ru'ya, it was a dream, because the Quran says this in Bani Israel. But read the first ayat of Bani Israel, Surah Isra, beginning of 15 juice. Subhanallah, Asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. So this, or we can call the whole journey Mi'raj, or we can call it Isra Mi'raj, or people call this portion Isra, from taking from Hatim from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, they call Isra and then Mi'raj. And if anybody denies Isra Mi'raj, he's denied Quran, he's denied authentic hadith. So remember, Rasulullah saw Jannah, Jahannam many times. After Fajr, he would say, did anybody see a dream? And he himself said, yesterday night, I saw this. So that is different. But this incident that he physically, this is why they say, what is one? Rasulullah had many, maybe thousands. There's books here we have in English and in Arabic, just about the miracles of Rasulullah. So what are the greatest miracles of Rasulullah? One living or one of the greatest miracles is the Quran Kareem that we still have right now. But many people say Mi'raj is also one of the greatest miracles given to Rasulullah, because many are of the opinion that he saw Allah. I personally am of that opinion too. A person doesn't have to agree, right? And that person, and you got Sahabas, you say Amijan saying one thing, has Allah, and no, he did not, and Abdullah ibn Abbas and other Sahabas. Yes, he did see. So a person, it's not concerning your aqidah. Allah's going to ask you that, do you believe that Muhammad saw me in the dunya or not? It doesn't concern us. That doesn't matter. But many say he did. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spoke to Allah. He got the salah. And this is all in Bukhari Sharif, where he got the salah and he's Allah, and then going to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. These are all authentic Bukhari Sharif hadith. One day I read the whole narration. But what the most important thing is the importance of salah. Salah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we learn from this. Huh? This is one of the most important things that we learn from that Mi'raj, Rasulullah was given salah, called up to the heavens. Yes, he did perform in the manner he did, but as a special gift, and this is the best way to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah enable us to understand the importance of salah. Last week I mentioned about making multiple intentions whilst doing some nafil ibadah. And I said, when you come into the masjid, you can also make intention, Allah, I enter the masjid, 2 rakats. Oh Allah, I just done wudu, 2 rakats of wudu. Oh Allah, I'm reading 2 rakats of Salatul Hajat, which the dua of La ilaha illallah, al-Hanim al-Kareem. Or if a person has istikhara, you can make istikhara, Salatul Tawbah. Allah, I told you, you can make intention of Mukhtasar Salatul Tasbih. And I shared that narration with you many times before too, probably. And I'll give you this present again today too. Hazrat Ibn Khuzaimah Ibn Hibban, in the Sahih, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Imam Nasai and Imam Tirmizi in Bab Majafi Salat al-Tasbih narrate this. I'll read it from here. This is Mukhtasar Hizbul Adam from here. Procedure of Salat al-Tasbih. Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Imam Tirmizi in the chapter of Salat al-Tasbih, and Nasai in Sunan Ibn Khuzaimah Ibn Hibban in the Sahih, and Hakim in his Mustadrak have included the narration of Hazrat Anas Ibn Malik. Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah taught her a few words for recitation in Salat, whose effect is that anything asked after the recitation is granted. So what do you have to read? You have to read these words. Those words are Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Allah is pure from any defects, any faults, any low, anything degrade, any just mighty, just great, just perfect, just sublime. Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah, all praises for Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So according to this hadith, Manawi rahimahullah comments that this state is Hassan or Sahih. He then explains that the benefit results if the person is not merely repeating these words, but is conscious of what is being said. Allah knows best. And that's why I explained the translation of it, and I translate it. Right? So you know what you're saying, right? No, this hadith does not specify any particular position of salat for reciting these words, nor is it found the works of the ulama and spiritual masters, the mashaykh. Therefore, one is free to recite them during any posture of salat, and may even do after the last tashahud. After the tashahud in salawat on Rasulullah, after the dua we read, Allahumma inni salamtu ya rabbana atina fid dunya, whatever dua we read, then we can read Subhanallah, 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 10 times. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. It'll take about 30-40 seconds more in your 2 rakats. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or even in Salah, you can make dua actually before Salah. But after Salah, and you make dua. Between Azan and Iqamah, dua is accepted too. More power in the dua, right? So your dua is accepted. This is called brief Salatul Tasbih. Everybody could do this every day, at least once. You can maybe do it 2 times. You could do it 5 times maybe. Before each Salat, if you come to the masjid 2 minutes earlier, Zuhr, obviously you read the 4 rakat, Sunnah al-Mu'akkidah, you can't do it in there. Or you can do it after Zuhr. The 2 Sunnah, no. But in the 2 Nafil, after Zuhr, the Hanafis, after they read 4 before, then 4, and then 2, and then 2. Right? So 2, in Ajumma 2, right now after we can read 4, and then we read 2, and then we can read another 2 too. Or before, if you came into the masjid, you have time, 2 minutes, 3 minutes left, then you can read this, and say SubhanAllah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allah Akbar 10 times, Salaam Akbar, Salaam Akbar. Salat al-Tasbih, Mukhtasar, brief Salat. And you know the long Salat al-Tasbih with 300 times, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah gave to his beloved uncle, Hazrat Abbas, he gave to his cousin, Hazrat Ja'far, when he came back from Abyssinia, he kissed him, he did Mu'anaka, and he gave him the present of Salat al-Tasbih 300 times, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and all your sins are forgiven, major, minor, a lot of virtues in it. And he said to read it every day, if not every day. He said first in one narration, he says to read it after Zawal. Zawal, 12:30, nowadays Zawal is about 12:30, 12:31, right? Soon as the time is up. So read it then, right? But the Sahabi said, if I can't read it then, he said any time of the day. You can read it any time of the day. Right? Except for the Hanfis, except the makruh time, the undesirable times. But you can read it any time of the day, the Salat al-Tasbih. And he said, read it every day, if not once a week, if not once a week, once a month. If not once a month, then once in a lifetime, he said, to read this. Once a year, if not once a year, once in a lifetime. And that is consisting of 300 times, right? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And this is mukhtasar, brief, concise, small, a gift for you that you can do every day with the masjid salah. So a person also makes intention of that. Inshallah, Allah enable us to. There's also, if a person reads Rabbik fili wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabul ghafoor 100 times in salah. That's also narrated. Our Shaykh, when he came, even his first bayan and first majlis, this was 2 years ago when I was in here, when I was in Zambia, he said that just before Isha Salat, he taught this too, if you remember. If Shaykh of Tandir, my Shaykh Khazamwan Yusuf Sahib, who's buried here, my Shaykh Abdullah, my uncle who's passed away here, if you remember, I wasn't here, I was in Zambia, but he even taught it then, because I listened to all the speeches there. And not in his bayan, but in before Salat too, he taught this. I'll teach you next week how to do that 100 times in Salat. And this is also a Sunnah, but it's also used to read in his Salat this Tasbih 100 times. Allah enable us to act upon whatever we hear. So inshallah, this is a gift for you. You can do it every day, 5 times, 10 times, or at least 1 time in a day, inshallah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, alhamdulillah.